also the line of strength and the line of beauty being one. Give then, as I said, to your workmen of today the bright and noble surroundings that you can yourself create, stately and simple architecture for your cities, bright and simple dress for your men and workmen. Those are the conditions of a real artistic movement. For the artist is not concerned primarily with any theory of life, but with life itself, with the joy and loveliness that should come daily on eye and ear for a beautiful external world. But the simplicity must not be barrenness, nor the bright color gaudy. For all beautiful colors are graduated colors, the colors that seem about to pass into one another's realm, color without tone being like music without harmony, mere discord. Barren architecture, the vulgar and glaring advertisements that desecrate not merely your cities, but every rock and river that I have yet seen in America. All this is not enough. A school of design, we must have two in each city. It should be a stately and noble building, full of the best examples of the best art of the world. Furthermore, do not put your designers in a barren whitewashed room and bid them work in that depressing and colorless atmosphere, as I have seen many of the American schools of design, but give them beautiful surroundings. Because you want to produce a permanent canon and standard of taste in your workmen, he must always, by him and before him, specimens of the best decorative art of the world.